From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. Iraqis turned out today under heavy security for a referendum on a new constitution. Voting went peacefully in most places, although insurgents fought gun battles with U.S. and Iraqi forces in Ramadi, west of Baghdad. We'll have reports from two Iraqi cities, beginning with NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Hello, Ann.
Hello.
The polls are closed now. What was turnout like today?
I'd say mixed. High in Kurdistan because Kurds see this constitution as codifying their autonomy. It wasn't as high as expected in some Shiite areas. That may have less to do with the constitution, actually, than with overall dissatisfaction with the current Shiite-led government in which Shiites had once placed great hopes. Sunni Arabs voted in high numbers in Baghdad and the central part of the country, but turnout was extremely low in the key Sunni Arab province of Anbar, where U.S. and Iraqi troops have recently battled insurgents in the hopes of encouraging the most disaffected of Iraqis to come out.
What was your sense of the mood?
Well, sort of bland. I mean, those voting yes did so for stability, to have a permanent government with real power instead of another interim one and possible chaos. But Sunni Arabs weren't convinced by recent compromises and appear to have voted no in large numbers. Now, it's too early yet, though, to say it reached a two-thirds necessary in three provinces to defeat the constitution.
We understand that voting was mostly peaceful, but there were some reports of scattered violence. Can you tell us where and what happened?
Several polling places couldn't open in the predominantly Sunni Arab provinces of Anbar and Nineveh because of insurgents. There were attacks on five polling places in Baghdad, with some wounded. 10 poll workers were kidnapped. Overall, though, it was remarkably calm, one of the calmest days in recent memory. But I think we have to remember that all the American troops were out patrolling, as well as all the Iraqi forces whose leave had been canceled. Iraqis remember that last January's election day was also pretty calm, and then attacks started up again.
Because of all the last-minute changes to the Constitution, Iraqis really didn't have time to look at the final document. Do you have the sense that people knew what they were voting for? Was there a document at the polling places or anything?
I didn't see any documents at the polling places, but and it's true, a lot of people didn't know the details, maybe. Sunni Arabs knew the federalism issue was still not resolved. Among secular Iraqis, the more educated Iraqis, there was attention to detail and concern about many loopholes still in the Constitution, which are going to have to be closed by future laws and regulations. Women activists, for instance, are concerned the Constitution opens the door for the elimination of the current family law here, which is among the most progressive in the Middle East. They're concerned religious conservatives will use vague language in the Constitution to press their agendas. As one noted to me, the Constitution states that violence is prohibited against children and the family, but it specifically does not mention women by name. And activists fear this is deliberate because religious conservatives believe that violence against women is a right of husbands, fathers, or brothers.
Do you know how long it will take before results from today's vote are in?
Well, we could have a pretty good sense of results by tomorrow, but the final count won't actually be issued until Wednesday or Thursday. Now, if it fails, Iraqis are back to square one with an interim government and another constitutional commission. If it passes, there will be elections in December for a permanent government.
NPR's Ann Garrels in Baghdad. Thank you.
Thank you.